We continue today in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 32. And with it we begin the ninth perek of our Masechet. Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Aleph, Machat o Tabas. If there is a needle or a ring, both metal objects. And in this instance, these metal objects have become tomei by coming into direct contact with a mace, and therefore they are each an av hatuma. So this machat is an av hatuma, this tabas is an av hatuma shenimtzu benechushto shel tanur, that they are found in the floor of the tanur. Tanur, remember, is basically an inverted V shaped klicheres, and at the wide opening at the bottom it's attached to the ground. That's the nechushto shel tanur. If these metal objects are found in the ground underneath the tanur, nirin, they're visible, there's only a thin layer of earth upon them so you can see them, avalo yotzin, they don't protrude into the airspace of the tanur. They are in the ground. Im ofes habotzik, if when the baker bakes the dough and the dough touches the ground where this machat is, v'huno geyabohen, if the dough actually touches the machat or the tabas, then tome, the tanur is tome, because in such a case where the botzek can reach the tabas or the machat, then the tabas or the machat is considered to be toch hatanur. After all, it can touch the essential ingredient in the tanur, namely the botzek, the flour. Ba'eze botzek omru, what consistency of dough are we speaking about here? Bevotzek ha-benoni, with the average consistency, the average stickiness, so to speak, of the dough. If the dough is very soft, very watery, so that it can sink actually into the hole, then this is no proof that and then if it can touch the machat or the tabas, this is not considered toch hatanur. And similarly, if the botzek is very hard, it doesn't sink in at all, it's also no test. We're speaking of a botzek benoni, and if the botzek benoni touches the machat or the tabas, then the machat and tabas are considered to be toch hatanur, and toch hatanur, the whole tanur is tome. The next case is a situation when nimtzu, this machat or this tabas, this metal ring or metal needle, are found bitfelas hatanur. You will remember that the tanur is usually coated with a layer of tit, of mud plaster, to contain the heat better. In this instance, this machat or tabas are tahoros. They are not tomei, but they are found in the tfelas hatanur. And the tanur is covered with a tzomid posil, with a tight lid. Mukov tzomid posil. Im bitome, we'll follow the Rambam's pshat here. Im bitome, if the tzomid posil is not on properly, it's loose, it's not tight, it's not, doesn't cover the opening on the top of the tanur, then it's not a mukov tzomid posil halachically, and therefore, if it is in an ohel hameis, if this tanur is in an ohel hameis, and the tzomid pasil is in such a loose situation that the tanur is tomei, temein, so the machat or the tabas in the tfeila, in the thick tit layer around the tanur, are also temein, because they are considered to be betoch hatanur. V'im bitohor, if the tzomid posil is on properly, it's on tight, it's a real lid covering the opening in the top of the tanur, so the tanur is not tomei. Tahorim and the machat and the tabaas are also tahorim. Nimtzu b'megufas hachovis. You will remember that in the top of the chovis, there is a layer of tit which closes it off. This layer on top of it is not the tzomid pasil. This is a layer which is designed to contain the contents of the chovis, the wine or the oil or whatever. And this magufa is also made of cheres, of tit, of something which is mekabel tumah as a kli cheres. And this chavis with this magufa is covered additionally by a tzamid pasil and is standing in Ohel HaMeis. And we have a machat and tabas which are found in the magufa. If they're found mitzideho, some of the gufas edges over onto the sides of the chavis and is not covering the mouth of the chavis. If the machat and tabas are found on those overextending sides of the magofes, tameim, they become tomei. Because the chavis doesn't require this additional extension of the magofa out to the sides of the barrel. And therefore, the parts of the magofa which protrude outward along the sides of the barrel are not considered to be part of the chavis. And therefore, the tzamid pasil, which protects the chavis from tumah, does not protect the machat and tabas, which are not in the chavis. They're outside the chavis on the tzad, on the tzidei hamagufa. However, mekeneged piho, if the machat or tabas are found in the magufa, above the mouth of the chavis, and additionally on top there is a tzamid pasil, a lid closing it all off, then tahorim. Then the machat and tabas are tahorim because they are within the chavis. They are in the part of the chavis which is essential to the chavis, the magofa covering the mouth of it. And therefore, they are protected from tumah by the tzamid pasil because they are botel, in a sense, to the magofa. They're part of the magofa. Even though they're metal, they're part of the magofa. The magofa is considered kli cheres. And therefore, a tzomit patzil, as we learned, is matzil, a kli cheres, and is also matzil, the klei mateches, the metal ring or the metal needle, which are botel to the magufa, which are part and parcel of the magufa in this instance when they are found keneged piha. Nirin bitocho, suppose the machat or the tabas are visible within the magufa. You can see them. Avaloli avira, but they don't actually protrude into the airspace of the chavis. Then tahorin, they remain tahorin because since they didn't get into the avir hachavis, into the airspace of the chavis, they are part of the magufa, and the tzomid pasil protects them from tumah. Similarly, shokim bitocha, if they are sunk in, they are absorbed in, they are contained in the magufa. V'tachteyem keklipas hashum, there's a thin layer of tit or of cheres which covers them so that they're not protruding into the avir hacheres. They're protruding, but the protrusion is covered by the tit of the magufa, tahorin, because it's still part of the magufa, as long as there's even a thin layer, keklipas hashum, like the peel of garlic, still, it's part of the magufa. But once they protrude into the airspace of the chavis, and they are not covered by even this thin layer, the size of a garlic peel, they're not covered at all, then they become tomei, because they're in the chavis. And remember, a tzomit pasil can only be matzil kli cheres. It cannot be matzil kli mateches. So here you have metal in the chavis, and the metal in the chavis is not protected by the tzomit pasil. Don't forget, this whole situation, is a whole scenario here, is inside an Ohel HaMeis. There's a corpse in the same room as this chavis. So in this case, if they're not covered and they're protruding into the Avir HaKhavis, they are Tamei. Mishnah Beis continues. Chavis shehi meleo mashkin tahorin umenikis betocha. You have a chavis which is a kli cheres, which is full of mashkim tahorim, of wine, Coca-Cola, borscht, whatever it is. And in it is a tube, what we would call today a straw, a long tube out of which you can suck up the liquid. And this menikis, this tube, is made of metal, and it is now in the chavis together with the liquid that's in it. Mukefes samid posil. But this kli chavis, this chavis, which is a kli cheres, is covered with a tight lid. Unisuna beyawal ames, and is in a tent together with a corpse. Beishamai omrim, Beishamai says, hechovis v'hamashkim tohorim, because its somit posil protects its contents, the chovis and its contents, from tumah, so they are tohorim. But umenikis temeyo, because the metal, the menikis is made of metal, is not protected by its amid pasil. Ubeis Hillel omrim, however, Beis Hillel disagrees and says, af menikis tahora, that the menikis, the metal tube, is also tahor, because he argues that a klicheres, which is covered with its amid pasil, protects from tumah everything which is inside of it, whether it's ochlen or mashkim, whether it's food and drink, or whether it's various kelim, even the kli mateches. However, chazru beis hillel lahoros kedivrei beis shammai. Beis hillel changed their minds, and in the end ruled like beis shammai lechumra, that the menikis is posel. The Mishnah Maseches Edius in the first perek explains beis shammai's reason in a complex way, and that is that this chavis that we're speaking about in this Mishnah belongs to an Am Ha'oretz. And for this reason, it is Tomei. And Beis Hillel, originally, because, and it's only Tomei for a Gzeira, the Gzeira which is imposed upon the Kelim of an Am Ha'oretz. Originally, Beis Hillel ruled here according to the Din Torah. And the Din Torah doesn't distinguish between whether this keli is from an Am Ha'oretz or Chover, a person who's trained in the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. However, once Beis Hillel saw that Beis Shammai wasn't disagreeing with them in principle, it was just applying a gezeira to the kelim of an Am Ha'oretz, Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai that this chumrah should be instituted midrabbanon upon the kelim of an Am Ha'oretz. And so we have completed the second Mishnah of Perek Tes, and in the process concluded lesson number 32.